We've got, at the moment, over 60% of adults in the UK are overweight, and it's estimated that even by 2020, which is actually only next year, will rise to a staggering 80%. But we will have, by 2030, half of UK adults could be clinically obese, and that's where it becomes such a medical issue and, you know, is a public health crisis, not only for us as individuals, but also for the NHS that copes with the outcomes of that, or the consequences of type 2 diabetes, increased risk of cancer, and also heart disease. So this is really a situation that does need to be resolved in some way.
And what is it all being put down to? Why are obesity levels going up? Is it just our eating habits have got significantly worse, or what do you think it's as a result of?
I think it's probably our eating habits. I think our quality of food has changed, our, you know, abundance of food. We now can be overweight and undernourished, where the food doesn't contain the nutrients it should because a lot of it's been refined, like white flour, white sugar. And then also thinking about our lack of physical activity. We may not be walking to school for the children. We may be sitting at computers as adults for a lot of the day. So we are physically different, our food is different, so we do, it is something that we're up against that mean people will have to make almost conscious choices to lose the weight. It's not like generations ago where, you know, physically more active, food was different, maybe more locally sourced. So it is about us having to make different conscious choices.
And at this time of year, that's something that quite a few people do. I've seen on my Facebook feed a few people saying, right, I'm starting 2019 with a new diet. But obviously, there are so many different diets out there. And we've heard more recently, we did a whole feature on it, actually, on our website about the keto diet in particular. But, you know, some seem to be better than others. Is there any easy way to shed that weight?
Well, I'm seeing patients in the clinic in Tunbridge Wells in Kent, and they've given up sometimes 10 days into that New Year's resolution because they've given themselves sort of unrealistic ways of losing the weight. And like you said, there's the paleo, there's the keto, intermittent dieting, low GI. It becomes, I think, very confusing for people. And it's triggered me to write a book called Natural Alternatives to Dieting, which is available from Amazon, to try and get people off of this treadmill of choosing a diet. Maybe they lose weight for a while, they go on another diet, and they end up yo-yo dieting because there will always be a new diet coming around the corner that's supposed to be the best one, you know, best one since all of the others. And yet they can be very restrictive and may not be sustainable on the long term and may not be as good for our long-term health, which is really what we're after, and thinking about prevention.